Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, going to be mainly cloudy today. We'll have a high only around 36 degrees. Right now it's 33 in Kenosha, 32 Burlington, Milwaukee 33, and it's 33 in Racine. A weekend of blustery winds in southeast Wisconsin mixed in with snow on Saturday and then sunshine in the 60s on Sunday. And that was followed by plummeting temperatures last night to what we have now. The winds causing one situation in Kenosha that got the fire department, the police department, even the Coast Guard moving at about a quarter after 6 last night. A 911 caller reporting a large dark object out in the water on Lake Michigan about 100 feet or so from Kennedy Drive near 44th Street. Turned out to be a portable toy basketball hoop that officers on scene believe just got blown into the lake by the strong wind. It was last seen floating north. Kenosha police looking into an unrelated stabbing and a shooting incident from over the weekend. Officers to the 6200 block of 22nd Avenue found a 52-year-old local resident with a knife wound. He was taken to a local hospital, then up to Frederick, listed in stable condition. Almost 7 hours later, police responding to United Hospital, a 21-year-old man with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. While about the same time, sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a tavern at 17th Street and Sheridan Road for a shots fired call. The victim believed to have been shot while across the street in a parking lot. Fire about 8 o'clock Sunday morning damaged part of a Kenosha gas station at 49th Street and Sheridan Road. Smoke initially reported in the attic area, which got more intense, according to one first responder. Fire department's incident commander requested extra help on the call within minutes. That fire apparently starting in an unattached garage at the site. Nobody was hurt. In Mount Pleasant yesterday afternoon, a man fell about 20 feet from the roof of a building near a barn in the 3800 block of Highway H. With a possible head injury, flight for life was requested by South Shore paramedics. However, because of responses elsewhere on the next closest helicopter having to come from Rockford, the victim was ground transported up to Frederick Hospital. Going to be a special meeting at Kenosha's Board of Parks Commissioners before the City Council tonight. The agenda to focus in on the Dream Playground's rubber matting problems. There'll also be some discussion about which company gets to pave Kennedy Drive. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The agenda for tonight's special meeting says the commissioners will get a status update on the problem. The all-inclusive playground has been closed since problems with the surface were discovered, and it failed safety tests in several areas. City officials have been tight-lipped about the problem and what is being done to get the popular playground reopened, citing possible litigation. The commission will also review bids on the resurfacing of Kennedy Drive and the project to repair the revetment in Kennedy Park along the lakefront. The special meeting is scheduled to begin at 6:30 this evening. Those two projects are also being reviewed by the Public Works Committee. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Switching over to politics, Ted Cruz leading Donald Trump in Wisconsin as voters in the state get ready to cast ballots tomorrow. It's a new CBS poll that has among the Republican voters the Texas senator, 43% support versus 37% for Donald Trump. Ohio Governor John Kasich, a distant third at 18%. On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders leading Hillary Clinton, 49% to 47%. Ted Cruz and Sanders, hoping that their campaigns get a big boost after tomorrow's primaries, could be pivotal going into the GOP convention, while Bob Costantini says the turnaround in poll numbers on the Democratic side shows Bernie Sanders isn't going away anytime soon.
As he has done in several states, Bernie Sanders has come from well behind to take the lead here in Wisconsin in pre-primary polling. His message, retold on CNN's State of the Union, is to highlight the differences with Hillary Clinton over Wall Street and big business contributions.
We get money from workers in every industry. So does Clinton. But there is a difference between getting money from a worker and somebody whose job it is to represent that industry.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Clinton pointed out,
I'm the only candidate in the Democratic primary, or actually on either side, who Wall Street financiers and hedge fund managers are actually running ads against.
Bob Costantini, Waukesha, Wisconsin.
And on the heels of Southeast Wisconsin playing host in recent days to the presidential candidates and ahead of tomorrow's primary, again the general election for all the other races, the Racine Public Library is going to have a little event tonight that focuses in on the very unique competition that's been kind of unpresidential-like at times. Three members of the UW Parkside faculty will do an informational presentation about the presidential primaries themselves, not just Wisconsin, along with the candidates and the issues that have occasionally been discussed. Then they'll lead an open discussion, the intent to provide a better understanding of the ins and outs of the American electoral system. Tonight's 6:30 event at the Racine Public Library is free to the public. A request from Kenosha Rotary West to have a fireworks display with their annual Rotary softball tournament at Lincoln Park July the 7th through the 10th has been rejected because it's in a residential area and there was concern about liability. During last week's Parks Commission meeting, Assistant Division Chief Theonita Cox and the Fire Prevention Bureau explained there are only two approved sites in the city of Kenosha for professional fireworks, the lakefront on the 4th of July and Simmons Field.
There's a reason why those are the only chosen spots in the city of Kenosha. It's based on distance, aerial availability, trees. A lot of things went into the decision of these spots. I also told them that I didn't believe at that time that they would have to pull a permit with parks and the whole process. However, I told them back in January, Lincoln Park probably was not going to be an approved spot.
City Administrator Frank Bassetti, who is speaking as a Rotary official, said they understand the concern and accept the reasons. During discussion, Alderman Keith Rosenberg mentioned a rather large fireworks display every year at Anderson Field, which ADC Cox said she was not aware of had a permit, but she would investigate. With the weather expected to eventually be a little more spring-like, volunteers around Wisconsin and the Adopt-a-Highway program are soon going to be out and about working along the roadways. Christina Wallenzien with the DOT's Bureau of Highway Maintenance says a lot of groups are going to be out cleaning debris that accumulated over the winter months.
And we're just asking that motorists be alert and slow down when they see these volunteers at work. Along with saving taxpayer dollars, these workers help keep our roadsides looking clean and green, and that's important to our tourism industry.
She notes there are some 2,900 Adopt-a-Highway groups in Wisconsin who clean up. They're assigned a two-mile highway segment at least three times a year. Last year, by the way, crews picked up about 210 tons of trash and recyclables. About 70% of the state's highways are currently adopted, which means there's room for even more interested volunteers. Wisconsin residents are going to be able to nominate and elect local representatives to the Wisconsin Conservation Congress at the DNR spring hearings and the Conservation Congress's annual county meetings 1 week from tonight. Kenosha County's will be held in the gym at the Bristol School on 83rd Street. Racine County's meeting will again take place in the auditorium at Union Grove High School. They all begin at 7 o'clock. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress is officially recognized as the only advisory body in the state in which citizens elect county delegates to represent their interests. The issues to be discussed and voted on will include proposals to regulate fishing, hunting, trapping, and other outdoor recreational activities. And with more and more baby boomers either retiring or planning to retire, the question about taxes on Social Security gets asked quite a bit. Simple answer is yes, there is a tax, but it's provisional.
It's not as complicated as it may initially sound. But once you start drawing Social Security, some of it may be taxable, as much as 85%.
That's IRS spokesman Bill Brunson, who says it all depends on the total income and benefits received for 1 year. Government notifies all retirees of the amount they're being paid to help figure things out. There's a worksheet included in the instructions with Forms 1040 or 1040A to figure the taxable amount. IRS publication 915, by the way, provides detailed information on the tax rules for Social Security benefits. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Our newscasts are there when you want. Look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.